Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Kristen Nair. She's the author of Social Media Field Guide, also Visual Social Media Marketing. And she is a social media expert. You're starting to get the picture on that, right? Kristen Nair, thanks again for being here. Why don't you give us that website again, please?
My company website is bootcampdigital.com, and all right. We provide social media training for businesses.
Sounds good. And so they can find your books wherever books are sold, I'm sure. So we're talking about helping small business owners develop an effective social media strategy. In the first segment, Krista, we had to sort of explain some of the attitude that the small business owners need to have. And you know, big companies, Krista, can afford to have someone go off in a social media parallel universe. They can invest the money to go off and develop a social media strategy literally parallel to their regular strategy, their traditional strategy, which they've used for years to bring the business in every week, to make payroll for them, to make payroll every week. And the social media strategy is in a parallel universe running along there, fully funded until it can fund itself, right? Small business owners don't have that luxury typically. It's all part of, you know, if we develop a social media strategy, that kind of takes away from something else we were supposed to be doing. And that's the reason why it's so important, folks, when you're building your strategy, to do it the right way. Start out the right way. Do it effectively. And what you were telling us in the last segment was do fewer things and do them better. Don't try to be all things. Don't get caught with the shiny object syndrome, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one point I want to make, too, is that I think sometimes small businesses feel like, well, I don't have the budget that big companies have. Here's what is amazing about social media, though, is it's an equalizer. It's not a
money game.
Most marketing is a money game, and big competitors with big budgets can outspend you, and you can't compete with that. Social media is a creativity game, I think. And smart businesses with small budgets can do amazing things in social media. And so that's where I think there's a huge opportunity for small businesses who do this stuff right, is actually a lot of big companies don't get it right. But small businesses oftentimes are better poised for success with social media because they understand their customers, and frankly, they can be more creative and relevant than a lot of big businesses.
One of the things you talk about is a list of things that they don't do right. They don't have a strategy. We talked about that. Their headlines are mediocre. They don't post consistently. They don't have enough visuals, et cetera, et cetera. Those are things that I found are better left to people who really specialize or focus or have training in those kinds of things. So I recommend that small business owners find a part-time employee or they find somebody who's in the business of doing this to help them with their social media strategy. I just think most small businesses have a hard time carving these tasks out of their current organization. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it depends. I've run into small businesses who are knocking it out of the park, and it's because they have someone there, either a key employee or an owner, who gets social media, loves it, and really makes it work. Now, those are few and far between.
But you do have to get it, don't you? I mean, it's something that you either get it or you don't get it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it was as simple as creating a Facebook account and posting stuff every day, we'd all be millionaires. This stuff is hard. It doesn't magically work. You have to understand what you're doing. No best practice. I mean, it's like any form of marketing, right? If I can go and buy a television ad and film a commercial with my iPhone, but it's probably not going to get me very good results because I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true with social media. You need you need either yourself or to have somebody else who actually understands this, uses best practices, and is really committed to figuring out how to get the results that you need from it. It's not rocket science, but it does take more effort than most people probably realize.
But the thing is, if you could put $1,000 a month aside, $500 a month aside, and find somebody who knows what they're doing, and put that budget aside and say, okay, tell me what you need from me, and then go create this strategy for me. Then you could be kind of like the big boxes, couldn't you?
Yeah, and you know, honestly, the other strategy that works really well, so that's one strategy, is put a little bit of money aside and hire a company that'll do a great job for you. And it's hard to find good companies, so make sure you find a good company. But you know, here's the other thing that I think is a big opportunity. When I work with a lot of small businesses, one of the things that they find is they have a lot of underutilized resources. So you have a receptionist, and maybe the receptionist isn't really busy during times when there's not as many people physically coming to the office. Or I worked with a fitness center, and they recognize that the person at the front desk is only actually working about 50% of the time, mm-hmm. because they're there to greet people. The other time, mm-hmm. they're just kind of hanging out. Servers at restaurants are standing right. around when it's not right. busy with nothing to do.
You're saying let those guys help you with social media? Is that what you're saying?
Bingo.
While they're not doing anything?
Yeah,
exactly. That's an excellent suggestion. Hey, Chrissy, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You've got more to teach us.
Yeah, I would love to.
Give us that website again, please, one more time.
It's bootcampphysical.com.
All right, so check it out. Kristen there, N-E-H-E-R. Kristen, come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.